This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Roadshow, a transport topics podcast that brings you insights from the major industry events that are helping to shape the future of trucking. In this episode, we're going to take you to Phoenix for McLeod Software's 2023 user conference held back in September. One of the major themes at that conference was fine-tuning your operation during today's down freight cycle so you're better prepared to capitalize when the market turns. To dig into that topic and other news from the conference, I spoke with CEO Tom McLeod about his main takeaways from the show. Let's play that interview now. We're here in Phoenix at McLeod Software's 2023 User Conference. I'm very happy to speak with the CEO of the company, Tom McLeod. Thank you, Tom, for taking some time out of your very busy conference schedule here to have this conversation.
Thank you, Seth. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so one of the questions that has come up recently over the past year or so, of course, we're in a softer freight market right now. Truck capacity has loosened up considerably since the 2021 timeframe when we had this freight bonanza and everybody was looking for a truck. Now we're in a very different situation, a year and a half later, with clearly a slower freight market. And that raises some interesting questions about how carriers and freight brokers are using software and business intelligence to really optimize efficiency, really maximize their profitability at a time when the market is soft. So maybe just speak to the ways that some of your customers are using their software, using their the data that they're collecting about their operations to, you know, be as efficient as possible at a time when, you know, margins can be tight and, you know, the market out there is not as favorable as it was just a couple years ago.
Well, certainly it's, you know, more difficult to be selective in the freight you're going to haul when you're just glad to have, in some cases, right, any load at all to go and pick up. But we do have some customers that are taking advantage of things being a little bit slower in order to really closely examine their freight network and to look at the places, even in the busy times when things were really not very profitable in certain lanes. Really, trucking company in the future is gonna have to be very smart and very selective about the freight that they haul. Even when freight is slow, there are still, you still don't wanna haul freight that you're losing money on.
Right.
You know, good market or bad. And developing the pricing discipline to understand your costs and understand the rates that are competitive in each one of the lanes that you're accepting is very important, again, for the trucking company of the future to stay competitive.
So an interesting follow-up to that topic, I think, is when business is slow, on one hand, you know, as you put it, it's a good opportunity to fine-tune your operations and, you know, look at ways to improve your processes so you're really laying that foundation for when the market turns and you are busy again. But at the same time, you know, a lot of these companies are a little bit cash strapped. They've been tightening their belts a little bit. So what have you seen in terms of technology adoption and investment the last year or so, again, in the softer market condition when, you know, yes, it's an opportunity, but only if you have the wherewithal to do that planning?
Well, you know, times were really good for everybody up through about the, you know, first, at least through the first quarter of last year. And really what we are seeing is that the better managed companies are taking advantage of things being a little slower to improve their operations. They didn't spend everything they made, you know, when times were good. They, you know, stored up some capital for investment for just such a time as this. And many times it is, you know, sometimes larger companies or, again, better managed companies that take advantage of this time and that are, again, making the most of it and making improvements in their operations. And really one thing we're trying to do at this conference is to help all of our customers, you know, learn better management techniques. A lot of the sessions that we'll have only tangentially related to software. We're trying to develop the companies to be more resilient in the marketplace and to help improve their operations overall.
Sure. And speaking of software development specifically, of course, one of the mega trends that has been really prominent in the public discourse is AI and machine learning. And of course, we can dive into that. What really is AI and where is it going? But maybe just speak to how you view that at McLeod Software, how you're using AI capabilities to, now and in the future to continue to look for ways to utilize all this data that companies are gathering on their operations and make better decisions. There's a lot of implications for business intelligence, but speak to how you see AI and machine learning playing out now and in the future.
Well, it seems like the future always rolls out a little differently than we forecast. So we're just still guessing, and really AI and especially the generative transformer engines are at the peak of the hype cycle
right
now. And it is quite amazing to see the work product they can produce just being asked simple questions or even complex questions. But really, they form their answers by analyzing massive amounts of data, and it takes enormous compute power to get them there. And there'll be a number of good use cases within most businesses. Some of the routine customer questions and correspondence will eventually be handled. That's the engine behind some of the chat bots that have gotten pretty common to see on websites these days. Handling routine inquiries even from drivers, a lot of communication can make things more efficient, allow for quicker responses. And right now that's the strength of those engines is the conversational aspects. It's been pointed out they're not very good at math, for example. And many of the optimization problems that you have at a trucking company really is more based on math or fixed preferences, a fixed number of parameters. And there's still several technologies that address that and not strictly the AI that we're talking about these days, generative pre-trained transformer engines that just seem almost magical in their ability to respond.
Yeah, and clearly there's some opportunity to automate some of the more mundane and routine tasks, as you put it, but once you get into the more management by exception, that's where that's where the job will continue to rely on people who are experts, right? And then those workers can focus on those more complex tasks, and then their time is freed up by the use of AI potentially.
Right, and the generative engines rely on giving you an answer that is similar to answers that have been given in the past. So it's really relying on history. And unfortunately, when there's new stuff and there is no answer, those engines will make something up. Which is
you get some bad answers sometimes.
Kind of dangerous, in some ways. So it's important to be careful, and check answers. But it seems like that the software makers producing those engines are also trying to be careful and cautionary. Even at the ChatGPT engine will only use information that's up to 2 years old. It's not using recent information yet, but that will come in time.
Hello, Roadside listeners. Dan Ronan here from Transport Topics. I'm here to tell you about our new extended cuts of the Roadsides podcast. If you like what you learn here, I think you're going to really love this. So what is the Roadsides extended cut? Well, instead of ending the recording and saying our guest farewells, we're keeping our expert guests around for an extra one or two questions to gather a deeper, fuller picture of the influential topics in transportation. We capture that insight and convert it into a printable download that will help you navigate the latest trucking trends and guide your next business decision. Considering the easy, linkable, and printable format, you can keep the extended cut for your next big meeting, send it to your friends and colleagues, or pack it up for your next big conference. So how do you get the latest download? Well, it's real simple. Visit ttn.ws/ extended cut. That's ttn.ws/extended cut.
Hey, Road Signs listeners. It's your man, Mike Fries, here to tell you that the call-in lines are open. What does that mean, you may ask? Isn't this a podcast, not a radio show? You're correct, but we found a new way that you can call in and leave myself or my co-host, Seth Clevenger, a message. Leave us a message on new topics you'd like to hear more about or ask questions you may have about the trucking industry. Give us a ring at ttn.ws/speakpipe.
Yeah, so of course here at this user conference is always a prime opportunity to talk about new product developments, new features that you've added over the course of the past year. So a few that you mentioned this morning, you know, load match capability, updated driver app, also a freight rate predictor feature in your Impact Pro product. Maybe just give us an overview of what you view as the highlights this year, some of the new functionalities and features you've added to your product line recently.
Yeah, well, we're real pleased about their load match capability. We think that's an immediate win for customers to improve the planning and operations, make that run more efficiently, and help their utilization of the equipment. We think most companies will be able to put that to work right away. But our big effort internally right now is our move to the cloud. Yeah. With the browser-based functionality, and it's involving a complete re-engineering of the workflows, user interfaces, and we've accomplished that by engaging a wide group of customers for their input and feedback. You know, we use an agile program and development method internally, and so we can have some new things for customers to look at every 2 weeks, and so we've been getting great guidance and great input, and that means the customers that are now up and running on the new platform are also giving us good report.
Yeah, and you've found a way to make this migration hopefully as seamless as possible for your customers. It's not just a flipping of a switch, right? It's a gradual migration
to
cloud-based modern IT.
Yeah, there's still some learning involved, and you know, humans, we learn at the same speed that we used to. And so that's an important part of navigating the change. But as you mentioned, on the data science standpoint, we are doing a lot more with rating information, looking to put the right rates in front of the decision makers at the right time to help in making better rate decisions, whether it's for responding to a bid or responding to a spot quote. And that's really helping companies to maximize their return in the marketplace, and that will be very important going forward. The companies that really take advantage of the rate information and make better decisions in that area will be in a much stronger competitive position.
Yeah, I think that's very timely given the current market as well, but of course you always benefit from better decision making, maybe you feel it a little bit more when times are a little slower. Another topic that I wanted to bring up is cybersecurity. You mentioned a year ago at this conference that you were seeing a downtick in some of the big ransomware attacks that, of course, the industry had been seeing far too often. That's not to say that they've disappeared. They're still out there. But maybe just speak to that trend and what do you think is driving some of that improvement in this reduced frequency of, high-profile ransomware attacks that can shut a company down for extended periods of time?
Well, as several years ago, we were seeing about one company a week, succumb to a cyber attack where there was typically ransomware involved. And over years' time, I said that's only, 4 or 5% of our customer base, but that's still way, way too many. And thankfully, by about a year ago, that had dropped to maybe one a month. At this point, it's maybe once every month or two do we see this type of attack happen. A lot of times that can happen when a user within a company clicks on a bad email, a phishing attempt promising to a free offer from Amazon or click here to track your package and plants a payload that eventually is taken advantage of. But through better education, through better software security practices. We've really seen the level of incidents come down to just once every month or two. Still very important to maintain that vigilance and maintain the good practices. But through education efforts on our part and others, those practices have improved as well.
Yeah, well, and I think awareness is certainly much higher than it was just a few years ago. The word has gotten out, and best practices have permeated the industry to some extent, and that alone is a big step, I think, for the industry to protect itself. Not that that threat ever really goes away.
Right.
One point that you made this morning during your opening comments, you were encouraging your customer base to stay informed about emerging technologies, whether it's autonomous trucks or electric trucks, hydrogen fuel cell technology. These are technologies that are emerging. Battery electric trucks are out there now in small numbers, and some of these other examples are still in the earlier phases. But why do you feel it was important to encourage your customers to stay on top of what's happening and what they could see in the coming years?
Well, I think that's a great use of time, taking time to get educated, to study more and learn more. Right now, as some of these technologies are still very early in the cycle, people can spend more time with their suppliers to get educated. They can spend more time with their customers and gauging their level of interest in these technologies. Many shippers are interested in doing business with carriers that are lowering their carbon footprint, because the shipper can get credit for that in markets they participate in as well. So gauging the level of interest and seeing where there's opportunity, and then planning where your company might fit in terms of implementation. For a local company to implement electronic vehicles, for example, there's got to be enough charging stations in the area that might be served in order to make that efficient. So learning what's involved there, what would be involved in setting up your own charging station, what would be involved in doing local pickup and delivery, before you go long haul with some of those vehicles. That planning takes a little time, and this is a great time to be doing that.
Yeah, and a final question I'll leave you on, Tom. I think that if you look back maybe a decade or so, it was common for at least outsiders of the industry to view trucking as a bit of a technology laggard, usually not the first to adopt emerging technologies. But I mean, if you look over the past 10 years in particular, all the growth from companies like McLeod that have been in this industry for a long time, the emergence of all these startups entering the industry with new technologies, do you think it's appropriate to kind of shed that tag as a technology laggard? Is that no longer appropriate? Or to what extent is that appropriate for today's industry?
Well, certainly the companies have the opportunity to be at the forefront of technology because there's plenty of options available. Yes, I'd say that any characterization of trucking industry being a laggard was really a mischaracterization, even at the time, going back 10 or 15 years. I mean, my goodness, doctor's offices were, way behind.
Yeah.
In many industries, it takes a while for, newer technology to really transform the industry from within. But we're definitely at that point in the trucking industry right now, and that's everything from information technology to the truck technology to communications with shippers, a lot of that being automated. Trucking is as well positioned to take advantage of technology as any other industry on the planet.
Did you know you can ask Alexa to open Transport Topics? In just 1 minute, you will hear the biggest trucking headlines of that day. Be prepared and start your morning off right with Transport Topics.
As you've heard during this podcast, trucking and logistics companies are still facing headwinds in a slow freight market. But sometimes when business is slower, it's an ideal time for companies to implement technology and improve their business processes and decision-making to lay the foundation for future growth. McLeod Software's 2023 user conference in Phoenix served as a reminder of the business opportunities that exist even when freight market conditions are challenging.
Ultimately, it's easier to manage change and focus on improving your operations while business is relatively slow, rather than trying to do so when it's a struggle just to keep up with demand. So now is the time to prepare for that next freight boom whenever it arrives. Roadshow will be back soon to share more insights from future industry trade shows. Until then, I'm Seth Clevenger. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.